'Tis the season for company profits. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Where are we with the seasons beyond the dead of winter? Lent? Well, not yet. I've got it. Profits and losses season. We just entered the stretch where public companies publish their official results. The quarterly results of the retail chains will be especially interesting given the huge shift from the three-dimensional stores parked on real estate and the two-dimensional stores online. Let's get an overview on this Thursday from Susan Schmidt, Senior Portfolio Manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Good to see you here in the studio, Susan.
Good morning.
So we'll have the quarterly profit and loss reports from lots of companies, but it will include retailers as the week wears on. And we can drill down more about sales looking at those reports. But pending those reports, what do we know about how the shopping season was?
Well, it's very interesting because we are seeing a change in consumer shopping patterns. We all know online was great. A lot of people shifted their purchases towards online activity. But at the same time, we're seeing different bricks and mortar guys coming out and talking about good sales and bad sales. And I think what's surprising here is the good sales. So Target, for example, is an example of a company that surprised to the upside.
So there is still room for going to an actual parking lot, parking your car, and going in to an actual store. Where were the sales looking a little disappointing?
Well, we did see some announcements last week, particularly where Sears and Macy's both came out talking about how they need to close more stores. Sears is taking down, I think, over 100 locations, and Macy's commented that they would be shutting another 10 in 2018. So we're seeing the puts and takes of this, and I think it really is indicative of just the changing shopping pattern of the American consumer.
Okay, moving back from retail per se, as we get into the season of companies, public companies reporting their profits and losses, a lot of them will have to be filtered through the prism of the tax overhaul.
Yes, and that is going to cause a lot of complication and a lot of noise. So remember that we are on the cusp of earnings. Companies are going to come out talking to us about their outlooks for 2018, how 2017 wound up for them. And with that will be retail management teams talking about their businesses. With this overlay of the new tax laws, a lot of how they interpret, calculate, and forecast things are going to change. And so how they talk about it is going to change. That makes for a noisy earnings report, and the Street is going to have to digest all that.
And there were some actual adjustments that happened late last year in preparation for the tax overhaul that the companies will have to explain.
Yes. And so as things change and the government mandates, here's what the new system is going to be, the minute the companies know that that's the expected system going forward, they have to adjust their language and their accounting methods. In fact, I just was at a conference yesterday, and CEOs and CFOs in particular were rushing back to their offices where they expect to have many a late evening because they are working to fix everything to be able to address this.
All right. Susan Schmidt at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, tomorrow on this subject, we start with results from some of the big banks, including Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan Chase. The assumption is that 2018 is going to be good for banks with the new tax law and talk of regulatory rollbacks. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
All those fourth quarter earnings coming out of the banking sector this week, Brian Ferran, a partner at Autonomous Research, says ignore them.
Headline numbers are going to be a mess.
A mess, he says, because of how banks are incorporating the new tax rate. They crammed in any expense they could on last year's books, when they could write things off at a 35% tax rate, not this year's 21%. So while these numbers might look low, Stephen Bigger at Argus Research says banks are sound because the economy is.
Broad thinking is that consumer spending is going to be up a little bit. Loan growth is probably going to increase a bit. Business investment.
Unemployment still sits at 4%, and there's now talk of wage growth. Jim Senegal at Morningstar says banks are even less likely to suffer loan defaults.
When the economy is doing well, everyone is paying back their loans. That's another benefit the banks have had over the last couple of years and one that looks to continue going forward.
Given that, he says we'll see banks competing with each other again.
So if you have a little bit of extra money to spend, the first thing you're going to do is try to win some customers.
Which could mean lower interest rates or higher incentives to do that. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
There's news this morning that Delta Airlines' profit beat Wall Street estimates. The carrier is also increasing its profit forecast for the year. It's not just all the baggage fees you paid. It's that tax overhaul at work here, too. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports on the boost the airline industry is expecting.
One potential consequence of the tax reform, more cash for corporations, which could boost business travel, says Joseph DiNardi, an airlines analyst at Stifel Nicolaus.
I think the market is a little bit, you know, skeptical right now that the improvement in demand will show up, but I think it's certainly possible.
Something that the airlines can bank on is an increase in earnings, thanks to a roughly 15% cut in the corporate tax rate.
We think it's going to be a roughly 20% benefit to earnings.
Susan D'Onofrio is an analyst at Macquarie Capital. She says while tax reform will result in an impressive boost to earnings per share, the most meaningful change to earnings could come from a need to offset rising fuel prices.
We are going to see sustained fuel prices throughout the year. And certainly for the consumers, unfortunately, that's going to translate into higher fares.
She says those higher fares could help airlines keep a tight lid on other expenses. Last year, wage increases made up the industry's biggest cost. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.
And there's news that the largest private employer in America is going to pay more. Walmart says it will raise its starting wage to $11 an hour. Plus, there's word many Walmart folks will get bonuses this year, up to $1,000, depending on seniority. Maternity and paternity leave policies will also get expanded. Some of this is the tighter labor market attracting talent. But Walmart is also feeling flush after the tax overhaul. In a statement, Walmart's CEO said, quote, "Tax reform gives us the opportunity to be more competitive globally and to accelerate plans for the U.S. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.